You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA365.com and IndianaSports.com.
Back to live action here. Second quarter underway as the Bulldogs are on offense now. Bulldogs moving the ball around the perimeter. There's a jump shot from the right side by Ty Smith. And it's rebounded inside by Ben Uren, who puts it up and in for the Bulldogs. But is it good? There's a foul called underneath. Foul is called on number 44, Nate Oakley. I'm not sure if the foul came before or after the shot. Must have been before the shot, as the shot is waved off. Indians still with a one-point lead here, 16-15 with 7:44 to go. The throw-in is deflected by Lake Central. Good defensive play there. Adzia will throw it in again from underneath the Crown Point Bulldogs basket. And that throw-in is intercepted by Lake Central's Hunter Zazowski. So here come Lake Central across the timeline now. There's Jerry Edwards over to Anderson on the right side. Now back to Hunter Zazowski. Zazowski over to Anderson. Anderson, the top scorer for Lake Central. He gets a three-pointer off, and it's good. Wow. That was at the top of the key. He's got 10 points on the night. Now Crown Point on offense here. Ty Smith over the left side to Adzia. Also in the game now for Crown Point, Luke Hanlon, the senior. And he gets a three-point shot. It is no good, but he gets his own rebound. So Crown Point retains possession here with just under 7 minutes remaining second quarter. Crown Point moving the ball around on offense, trying to keep Lake Central on their toes. Lake Central showing a 2-3 zone defense. There's a three-point shot by Ty Smith. And there's a loose ball rebounded by Ben Uren. Now it's taken away, but there's a foul underneath. Ben had the rebound, and he was bumped into, lost it, but is fouled in the process there by Lake Central. So Ben Uren will be at the line shooting two. And that foul called against Hunter Zazowski. That's the 15th foul. And unfortunately, the first free throw by Ben is no good. He'll have one more attempt. Back into the game now for Lake Central, Kyle Blum wearing number 40 as Hunter Zazowski sits down. Second free throw by Ben Uren is off the mark, rebounded by Lake Central. Now there's a long shot by Jerry Edwards. It goes a long pass to a teammate. Who slams the ball against, I believe, Ben Uran's leg as he was going out of bounds. So Lake Central will have a throw-in underneath their own basket. There was 6:37 to go. Throw-in goes over to Blum. Now over to Anderson. Off the mark from three-point range. Usman with the rebound for Crown Point. Ty Smith with the pass. It's deflected by Anderson. Picked up by Blum. Now back to Anderson, who drives it in. The shot is blocked by Usman. But it looks like they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on, you said 12. Okay, that's going to be against Ty Smith. Fourth team foul for Crown Point. At the free throw line is Nick Anderson shooting two. The first one rims out. Nick Anderson already with 10 points in this contest. And now we've got a timeout called by Crown Point in between the two free throws. I guess we'll take one here as well here on USA365.com. Lake Central up 19-15 with 6:23 to go, second quarter.
Hi, I'm Kellen Quist along with Dr. Al Corns. I invite you to join us Sunday night at 8 for the Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
And we'd like to invite sports fans to join us each week as we present some of the best mainstream jazz music for 2 hours, including artists like Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Art Pepper, Dave Brubeck, and many more.
As a proud sponsor of the Crown Point Bulldogs basketball broadcast, keep the Feeling of Jazz in mind as we wish the Bulldogs success throughout the season on USA365.com and IndianaSports.com.
As the mayor of Crown Point, David Uren always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Uran is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA365.com and IndianaSports.com.
All right, coming out of the Crown Point timeout, Nick Anderson, the top scorer for Lake Central, is at the free throw line. He missed his first free throw. Now here comes free throw number two. He's had a timeout to think about it. That one goes in just fine and dandy. Lake Central up 20-15, up by five. Drew Edzia bringing the ball up the court, along with Ben Uran. Passing the ball back and forth. Now in the front court for the Bulldogs. Ty Smith back to Edzia. Brown in the middle over the right side. Uran drives towards the basket from the lane and is too strong. It's rebounded by Lake Central. Now here comes Jerry Edwards bringing the ball across the timeline to Anderson, who feeds an in-close shot to Nate Oakley, and it's too strong, rebounded by Ty Smith. Smith over to Edzia. No, it's intercepted by Lake Central. A turnover there by Crown Point, and it looks like the ball goes out of bounds, retained by Lake Central, last touched by Crown Point. So Lake Central playing some alert defense, picking up a couple of stolen balls here. Now here's a drive towards the basket. Bloom looking for a pass off to Anderson. Now to Jerry Edwards over here on the left side, just in front of the Crown Point bench. Now back over to the right side. A shot from in front of the Crown Point pep band is good for 3 points from Ami Katra. He had a three-pointer in the first quarter. He's got one here in the second quarter. He's got 6 points on the night. And now Lake Central, I believe, with their biggest lead of the night, 23-15. Crown Point with the ball inside to Uran, who kicks it back out to Ty Smith. Smith, who tries a shot from about 10 feet out, tries to force it in. And now we've got a loose ball. And now I think we've got a foul called underneath the basket. So here we go. We've got a substitution now for Crown Point as Ben Uran comes out. And coming in is Orion White for Crown Point. Lake Central with the ball now. Bringing the ball across the timeline. There's Nick Anderson to Bloom. And now there's Katra driving towards the baseline. Tries to kick the ball out on a pass, but I believe there's a foul there as he was driving towards the baseline. And it's going to be a throw-in for Lake Central. Orion White, I believe, is called for his first foul. And now the Bulldogs have 16 fouls. There's a shot there by number 44, Nate Oakley. It's blocked by Usman, but he gets his own rebound and puts it back up for a two-pointer. And now the Indians are up by 10, 25-15. Crown Point needs to have a successful possession here, this time on their front court. Edzia over to Ty Smith. Now over to Orion White. To Edzia, now to Brown. Now Ty Smith puts it up in three off the rim. Rebounded by Lake Central. And there's Jerry Edwards, who brings it across the timeline, being covered closely by Smith. Now there's Bloom over to Katra on the right side, being covered closely by Orion White. Now Katra over to Bloom. Bloom looking for someone to pass to. He finds Edwards over to the right in front of the Crown Point pep band. Now there's a long three-pointer by Bloom. Off the mark, rebounded Crown Point. Edzia with the ball in the front court for Crown Point. Now to Ty Smith. Now Edzia. Orion White. Smith again. Now back to Edzia at the top of the key. White on the right side. Edzia backs out a little bit, close to the timeline. Tries to set up the Crown Point offense again. Now here's a long-range three-pointer by Edzia. It's off the mark. Ty Smith gets the rebound. He puts it back up, but he misses. And a rebound underneath between Usman for Crown Point and Nate Oakley results in a foul called against Jake Usman. That's going to be foul number 7 against Crown Point, and that's going to trigger the bonus situation for Lake Central. Bloom sits down for a little bit of a rest, as does Jerry Edwards for Lake Central. Back in the game for Lake Central, Jaden Clayton. And it's going to be Nate Oakley shooting 1-1. 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. Lake Central up by 10, 25-15. The first free throw is good. He'll have a second. Nate Oakley, a 6'4" junior center, connecting on the front end of a 1-1 free throw. And the second free throw, no good, rebounded by Usman. 3:13 to go. Crown Point trailing by 11. And the Boo Birds are out for Lake Central. Student section off to my right. They're cheering on the Lake Central Indians with a 11-point lead here with under 3 minutes to go in the first half. We've got Dylan Matusak with the ball now. Off to David Brown on the right. He kicks it over to Usman. Now there's Orion White. White over to Brown. Brown to Matusak. Matusak looking, finds Smith over on the left side. Now there's a lob pass to Adzia. No, White. White tries to drive the lane, but he loses the ball to Nick Anderson, the top scorer for the Lake Central Indians. Nick Anderson with 11 points on the night, and he drives the lane from the right side, and he puts it in for two. We get a timeout called by Crown Point's Clint Swan. We'll take one here as well, as the Indians are up now with the biggest lead of the night, 28-15. We'll be back with more after this timeout on USA365.com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling.
When you smile, you come across as a warm, friendly person. But if your smile is compromised from a mouthful of dental problems, it can affect your demeanor, health, and outlook on life. That's why Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Dr. Alexandra Polis, together with their exceptional support team, are dedicated to your oral health. They provide the best family, implant, and reconstructive dentistry in a state-of-the-art facility at 1549 South Court Street in Crown Point. Call 219-662-0131. Visit their new website at polisdental.com.
You keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world.
Polis Dental is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA365.com and IndianaSports.com.
Back to Crown Point High School's main gymnasium. 2:14 to go as Crown Point is in the front court now. Drew Edzie over to David Brown. And now there's Dylan Matusak. He looked like he was going to shoot a three, but he passed it off. Now Edzie back over to Matusak again, looking for a pass opportunity. Edzie over to Brown on the right side. They're just kind of passing the ball around right now. That 2-3 zone, very effective for Lake Central. Now with the ball is Ty Smith. He kicks it out to Edzie, who shoots it from three, and he connects this time. Crown Point down by 10 now, 28-18, a minute 39 to go, first half. Now with the ball, Mark Malosnik over to Clayton. Clayton over to Zazowski. Zazowski back to Clayton. Clayton now to Anderson. Anderson over on the left side now, back to Malosnik. Now over to Zazowski. Now on the far right side is Anderson. He shoots from the right side, banks it off, and is rebounded by Ty Smith. Smith looking for a fast break opportunity. He drives towards the basket. He goes all the way, almost all the way in. He misses. It's rebounded by Usman, but I believe he drew a foul on the process. Indeed, it's going to be a foul against Ami Katra. That's going to be the sixth team foul against Lake Central. Katra's first personal foul. And Ty Smith will have two free throws, the first of which is good. And Mark Malosnik comes back to the bench for Lake Central. And in for Crown Point now. Felix Meeks, the 6'2", 241 junior forward slash center, and also tight end on the football team for Crown Point, adding a little bit of muscle on the inside. Ty Smith with another free throw coming up. And he connects on that one. Indians now up 28-20, 104 to go, first half. There's Nick Anderson, the 6'2 senior guard, bringing the ball quickly across the timeline over to Clayton. Clayton over to Bloom. Bloom now to Nate Oakley, who drives towards the basket along the baseline there, and I think we've got a foul called. And looks like that foul is going to be called against Drew Edzia. That is going to be team foul number 8. And Nate Oakley will be shooting 1-1. That's a non-shooting foul, I believe. He connects on the front end. Nate Oakley with 6 points here in this first half for Lake Central. Second free throw is off the rim, rebounded by Brown, over to Edzio, brings the ball across the timeline for Crown Point, 46 seconds to go, first half. Edzio over the right side, that's Darren Roach. David Brown over on the left side. Edzio now to Roach. Roach back to Edzio, back to Roach. Roach looking, but passes inside. There's Ty Smith off the mark, and a rebound, loose ball, it's recovered by Felix Meeks. Now Ty Smith with a jump shot again off the mark, but is recovered by David Brown, who puts it up and in. David Brown with a two-pointer, his first basket of the night. Bulldogs down by 7 here with 13 seconds to go, first half. David Brown picking up Nick Anderson at the timeline. And there's a pick set by Oakley. Now Anderson over the right side, gets a three-point shot up. Miraculously hits a three-pointer. Was it good? He got it off just as time ran out to end the first half. Was that basket good? I'm asking, was that basket good? the scoreboard shows Lake Central up 32-22. And we go to halftime now. With Lake Central up by 10. We'll be back with the halftime stats and our halftime show after this on USA365.com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling.
When you smile, you come across as a warm, friendly person. But if your smile is compromised from a mouthful of dental problems, it can affect your demeanor, health, and outlook on life. That's why Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Dr. Alexandra Polis, together with their exceptional support team, are dedicated to your oral health. They provide the best family, implant, and reconstructive dentistry in a state-of-the-art facility at 1549 South Court Street in Crown Point. Call 219-662-0131. Visit their new website at polisdental.com.
You keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world.
Polis Dental is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Pinnacle Hospital in Crown Point is dedicated to giving you the highest level of care as quickly as possible while always taking the time to put your health first. Our nurses and doctors are here from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week, providing complete urgent care. It's our people that help make you feel better fast. That's Pinnacle Hospital, 9301 Connecticut Drive in Crown Point, just east of Broadway on 93rd Avenue. Call 219-796-4150 or visit pinnaclehealthcare.net.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Quist along with Dr. Al Corns. I invite you to join us Sunday night at 8 for the Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
And we'd like to invite sports fans to join us each week as we present some of the best mainstream jazz music for 2 hours, including artists like Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Art Pepper, Dave Brubeck, and many more.
As a proud sponsor of the Crown Point Bulldogs basketball broadcast, keep the Feeling of Jazz in mind as we wish the Bulldogs success throughout the season on USA365.com and IndianaSports.com.
When it comes to breast cancer, early detection is the key to positive outcomes.
That's why the Breast Center at Pinnacle Hospital provides patients with cutting-edge imaging, diagnostic, and therapeutic technology. Providing a positive environment dedicated to compassion, clear communication, and comprehensive patient support, the Breast Center at Pinnacle Hospital has world-class physicians, nurses, and technology. Call the Breast Center at Pinnacle Hospital at 219-796-4000 for more information or to schedule an appointment. That's Pinnacle Hospital, 9301 Connecticut Drive in Crown Point, just east of Broadway on 93rd Avenue. Visit PinnacleHealthCare.net. Pinnacle Hospital is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldog Basketball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.